This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, lucky you. You got CNR on FSR in for Dan Patrick. Thank you, Dan.
Hello. Good day. Happy holidays.
What's
Good
up?
Morning. What's up, que tal, vatos locos? What's live up? From the Mercedes-Benz studios. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Yeah. I'm live in New Jersey, Rich.
Just, are you in Ben Franklin's bedroom? I'm looking at you on Zoom. Where are you?
Close. It's my mom's bedroom, who shops at the same furniture store as Ben Franklin did, I guess. So happy to be here. Union, New Jersey, my hometown. And by the way, Rich, did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special?
I did.
Even you.
I did. I knew
even
this.
Danny G, even Perfett, the Fox Sports Radio Nation. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible. You won't be held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Happy holidays and welcome to the, well, let's say it properly here on the Dan Patrick Show. Welcome to the grassy knoll of the holiday season, everybody. The space between Christmas
in between.
And New Year's.
No one knows what day it is, what time it is.
Are you
where
sure
they
that's
are?
The term you want to use, grassy knoll?
Grassy knoll.
I mean, there's so many terms. Yeah.
The little in between. The little.
I don't know if there's a city where you can use that term.
The grassy knoll.
You know what it is? It's the proper term, Perfett, is the ain't quite, because it ain't quite Christmas, it ain't quite New Year's.
Yeah, the ain't quite. Like, it ain't quite your huevos, it ain't quite your butt. It's like the, you know, it's the of the holiday season.
I'm associating grassy knoll with something very
different.
With JFK
getting murdered?
Yes.
60 years ago?
Yes.
You can, so
that's the only other place I've heard the term grassy knoll used.
It's not too soon, Prevet. I mean, this documentary is on Hulu.
It's the, you know, it's what Dave Matthews was singing about, the space between.
The space between.
Right, right. So we celebrate it every year. It's that weird, awkward time of the year where you just wear pajama pants, and like Rich said, no one's working, you don't know what day it is, but we're here. We're here. Let's go.
We're having fun.
I'm here.
Listen, I want to start by saying, give Lamar the MVP. That's all. I don't want to hear about it anymore. As a Niners fan, Rich Davis here, I don't know, you know, if you're new to Kavino on Rich, I'm a big 49ers fan. Aggravating loss on Christmas night. Not the way I wanted to wrap up my my holiday. But later on, I'm going to make the pitch as to why, Kavino.
Hey, Rich.
I don't think it's a bad loss, and I think every team in a winning Super Bowl, World Series, NBA title type of season needs a little wake-up call.
Okay. 877-99 on Fox. Does every team need a wake-up call? Some of you may need a wake-up call right now. But when you say, you know, you had a bad time during the holiday watching your team lose in that fashion, was it like, holiday?
Yeah, I was like the sad singer in a wedding singer.
Celebrate.
Holiday! It was misery, dude. Yeah. I'm sitting there, my kids are all excited. They're coming off their sugar high of all the cookies and snacks they ate. They're trying to put together toys. And, Dad, put this together. Do we have batteries for this? Do we have that? I'm like, I'm watching the Niners.
Yeah, that was tough. I you know, that's how it works in sports. You think of your buddies who root for that team,
then
and
I got,
you feel bad for them.
Then I got mad at my wife.
Oh, let's hear about that. Who cares about Brock Purdy's MVP?
Hold on. Do you think there's Nick Cope was on the update. He's like, ooh, he yelled at your wife? What's going on?
Yeah, let's hear
well,
it.
Nick, you're also a Niners fan, so this had to bum you out quite a bit on Christmas night.
Yeah, it did. It's funny. So I was back up in the Sacramento area where I grew up, and the whole family is Niner fans. And I felt like the whole vibe of Christmas Day just kind of sunk a little bit. Everyone was doing great, and then around 6:30 Pacific time, everyone was just kind of, not into this.
I heard my wife say something to her dad on the phone. And I'm like, what are you telling your dad that for? She says to her dad, I hear her dad, she's like sending pictures, FaceTiming with the kids, and then she goes, yeah, dad, it has put a little damper on the day.
Oh.
And I'm like, don't tell your father I'm ruining Christmas because of the Rich 49ers.
He probably could pick it up from the karaoke in the background of Rich singing, holiday.
But listen, we're going to get to a lot today, filling in for Dan Patrick, Covino, and Rich. I want to talk about why Cam Newton's the worst. I want to talk about why we should just give Lamar the MVP, call it a day. And I also do want to talk about where sometimes you might need a wake-up call. You might need a bad game here or there. Because sometimes, listen, you could say I'm a 49ers fan trying to find some rationale, trying to find a reason.
Well,
but you don't think there is something to be said about maybe not wanting to go into the postseason looking unbeatable. Like, no one wants that target on their back. Like,
yeah,
they're
you don't
unbeatable.
Want to be overly confident. You don't want to ever in life, in football, no matter what, believe your own hype. You know, you got to stay hungry, as D. Snyder and Twisted Sister said. That's why I'm a chubby vato loco today. But here on the Covino and Rich Show, again, in for Dan Patrick, always a pleasure. Happy holidays. We'd love to explore all angles. Can't one say that you already experienced that, Rich, in your three-game skid? I'm just saying for conversation's sake. Or you think now's a good time to have maybe your worst game. I don't know about the timing here.
Well, remember that Mount Airy Lodge commercial on the East Coast when we were kids?
Yes.
What was the first line?
Hold on.
Now is the perfect time.
You gave it away. You didn't even give me a chance.
Now might be the perfect time to get that L out of the way. Because, you know, again, I gave all the cliches to my friends. And if you were busting my chops on Christmas Day, beat it. I feel like I won.
All of them? You said what's good for the goose is good for the gander?
Listen, anyone that was busting my chops at all on Christmas Day, I almost have the instinct to want to block, but I'm like, it's Christmas. I'm like, are you annoying me on the day of the birth of Jesus about my 49ers? Come on. But I ask you, do you want to start? I feel like I want to start with that angle. The whole idea of, hey, a loss could be all right. No one's perfect. I mean, we saw Tom Brady. I mean, besides the 72 Dolphins, who was that really that great a team? Or was it just the time?
Dude.
Tom Brady.
Make mountains out of molehills. It was a loss. It was a bad loss. But yes, a great reason to make adjustments moving forward if they end up seeing each other again.
And then you ask yourself, well, do you want to see him again? I don't want to see him again. But you look at Brock Purdy's four interceptions, right? I know this is a day or so old, but this is our first time back on, and this has been lingering in my cabeza while I'm putting together Super Mario bridges and toys and race cars and trying to find, you know, my batteries for my daughter's Furby. I'm doing everything.
Dude, you didn't buy batteries for the Furby? That's a bigger story to me than Brock Purdy not being MVP. How do you get Christmas ready without batteries? Why do parents always forget batteries?
We had it all. I just had it.
Why doesn't Santa bring batteries ever?
So, look at it this way. Three of his four interceptions, you could say, listen to this 49ers fan backpedal. Listen, I'm trying to find reasons. Three of the four picks were deflections, batted down passes, balls that went off a receiver's hands up into the air. It was just, I mean, you could say, as Kyle Shanahan said, the first one was a terrible pass. He thought he had Debo on a slant. You know, he thought he saw another guy jump in the secondary. He did not. That was a terrible interception. The other three, listen, yeah, you're going to make bad decisions when you're under pressure, and the Ravens were on his ass the whole game. But were they four picks? Like, man, Brock Purdy, what, okay. Four bad reads? No, they were picks.
Here's
I get it.
The storyline that everyone's sort of skipping. Not everybody. So let's explore it real quick. Did Brock Purdy have a bad game? Yeah, he made some bad decisions. Was it all on him? No. Rich just said 3 out of the 4 were tipped. But let's give credit to the Ravens for putting that pressure on him. It's not like he was playing a weak-ass team. They're a good team, therefore, that's what happens sometimes. So let's give credit to the fact that he was playing a highly competitive team. Why do we give all the credit to Brock Purdy sucking? I thought he wasn't that good to begin with, according to everybody else.
Well, the Ravens defense did a hell of a job. Danny G, what was your observation from that game? Because I'm sure you were sitting with your little baby chilling on the couch watching the game on Christmas night.
Yeah, it seemed like Purdy was pressing the same way we've seen with Mahomes the past few games. And he said himself afterwards that he felt like he made some bad decisions. It was all decision making and he has to do better for his teammates. He was really, and we know, I was going to say he was really humble afterwards. He's always been a humble guy. That's been part of the problem, because if he had a little more swag and told his haters what was what, then it might be a different story right now.
Well, as Kyle Shanahan said behind the scenes, in the locker room, clubhouse, you know, with the team, he's the perfect combination of humble and cocky. There is a little cocky side of Brock when he gets rolling. Yeah. But
it's like Covino.
Yeah, like, just like Covino.
Just like me, man.
But yeah, you know,
Yankees
what?
Fan, but he's a nice guy.
Yeah, there you go. Very rare. Very rare, Danny. But
it's a rare
I ask you, the Fox Sports Radio Nation, any sport, basketball, baseball, football, does every good team need a bad loss or a little bit of a skid? 100-win baseball team still could go on a 2-week, you know, we went 2-8. What's happening? What's going on?
Dude,
it happens.
Rich,
I think
everybody,
if you...
not even in football. Let me tell you, my Uncle Joe once said to me, this is the truth, I was crying like on the lawn, I think I was on the lawn in tears. Why? Right? because a girl left me. And he was like, good, man, it's good for you. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm never going to find another girl like her for the rest of my life. And he goes, you needed it, man. It humbled you. And he said it made me a better person. I hated him for saying it. I didn't know why he was saying it. I didn't know what he meant. But
I'm glad she left you. What do you mean?
Sometimes in life, let alone football, you need that reality check. You need that smack in the face. You need to be humbled, because you don't need to think that you're invincible, right? You have to know you're vulnerable to protect yourself the right way moving forward, to learn a little something moving forward. And you know what? It does make you look. We work with people who I feel haven't been humbled in that way in a long time. We know people that are like, yo, man, you're sitting pretty, but life's going to humble you. You got humbled and you still got a few weeks left. You're all right, man. Everybody needs it, not only in football, but in life.
If you've never been dumped, if you've never been, you know, let go from a job, I think it's hard to trust you, because I feel like, well, what have you gone through? Danny G, imagine you've never got fired or never got dumped. What perspective would you have?
You think you're invincible. You're a jerk. And that, you don't want that vibe on your team either. My only question, Rich, because I do back you up, and I don't want to, but I do. My only question here, and I have to say on behalf of everybody listening, is the fact that maybe they already had that. I feel like you already had that. And that's why you improved your defense.
The three losses in a row, everyone would love to point out. No Trent Williams, no Deebo Samuel. The team was a little different in disarray. This was a full squad that just got their ass beat. Yeah, a couple injuries here and there.
By a good team. But what does that show? The parity of the NFL more than ever before.
I think in a league like the NFL, where you just get, it's completely about matchups, right? It's how well do you match up against this team? How much well does their defensive scheme beat your offensive scheme? But I think you're right, is that every team has gone through these stretches, and it all depends on when they hit and if you pull out your feelings. Lions lost three.
Perfect.
They lost around Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, Perfect, you're a Lions fan. Right now, you should be hoping.
Listen, I've got the division first time in 30 years. Are you kidding me?
You got to be proud of that as a fan.
That's awesome. But
first time since people had mullets, not ironically, when people actually had them. Yeah. First time since, what was
1993 was the last time on the division.
Covino was still hadn't been dumped yet by that high school girlfriend.
I wasn't humbled yet.
he wasn't humbled yet.
You know what a jerk I was? I didn't know anything.
Like, we were watching Saved by the Bell, first time around. But right now for you as a Lions fan, you got to almost be like, listen, they won the division. If they're going to go through a tough time, let it be now, not in January.
Well, they already, like, rewind to Thanksgiving, right? They lose on Thanksgiving, and then, you know, they play an ugly game against the Saints, then lose in Chicago to the Bears. That was their, like, downtime. And then, you know, you get the kick in the ass, and you come out strong against the Denver Broncos on a Saturday, and you lay 40 on them. That's exactly what I'm talking about. All these teams have these get-right games. You go through these stretches. I think the Chiefs are still going through that stretch. They are still not looking like the Chiefs we are accustomed to.
No, this is
it's all about whether you pull out or not. And, like, think about the last couple of years where we've had, what was it, the Steelers and the Vikings go on tremendous tears, but then they get into the playoffs and just utterly collapse because they don't get woken up.
You know what, Perfett? The Chiefs definitely aren't playing like the Chiefs, but other teams are just better in catching up and surprising us. You know, we're learning more about these teams as the weeks go on. And, Rich, let's go to the phones. Do you think that these teams need to be humbled moving into the playoffs? Is this the right time? You know, Rich is saying, forget about the MVP. Who cares about the MVP? Let's worry about winning. LeVar could have the MVP. Our number is 877-99 on Fox.
Again, you know, as we fill in for Dan Patrick, again, always an honor to fill in for Dan.
For sure.
I saw they Simpsoned Dan Patrick. Did you see that?
No.
A true honor. Dan Patrick, didn't that happen like a week ago or so? They Simpsoned him, which I thought was pretty cool.
Well, a lot of times things resurface on social media, so that could have happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Could have happened 20 years ago. He's been a legend for a long time.
I think
time.
He's been talking about it on the show, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're right, Rich. That is current.
So as we fill in for DP, I got to ask the question, and we'll take your foot calls next. Do you need a wake-up call in sports and in life? Have you never been fired? Never
and
been
in Vegas
dumped,
at the hotel room?
Never been lost? Have you... You know, do you need a little wake-up call? Let's go to Mike in Virginia to kick things off. Mike, you're on with CNR. What's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? I always listen to your show whenever you're on. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks,
man. I'll be real quick. The Dallas Cowboys because Miami Dolphins. No, not this weekend, but the Leon Lett fumble. When Leon Lett fumbled that ball, and the Miami Dolphins got another shot at a field goal, one, and then Dallas Cowboys went on to win the Super Bowl. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, dude, I remember as a Niners fan, I don't want to use an example only for my team, but I know Nick Cope remembers. He was probably a young little boy because he's a strapping, handsome young dude that probably might forget this. The Niners won with Steve Young, 94-95 season. In that year, there was one game where George Seifert, I believe, took Young out of the game. They got whooped by the Eagles that season. And after that game, I don't think they lost the rest of the year. It happens. Every good team takes an ass whooping, and when you don't, maybe you're the Patriots.
Yeah, that wakes the team up.
Who finally lose when it matters.
That could be the, like we said, we keep saying wake up call, but that punch in the face that everybody needs sometimes.
And the MVP, right? Who really cares? Again, I don't want to sound like a fan that's rationalizing. Yeah, Lamar.
Cam Newton cares.
Yeah, but you know what? I did see a funny thing that someone posted a meme and said, "Do you remember in the offseason when Lamar was available for, like, anyone, and all these teams like, yeah, no thanks." Looking back, teams should have cared.
Well, hold on. Yeah, for sure, in retrospect, but we were also thinking about his health. I don't think anyone ever denied the abilities of
There were some
Jackson
people who doubted
here.
How far he could throw the ball at times, I think. That
but it
he was getting typed
about, like,
as a running guy.
How are his legs? Are his knees okay?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Any injury? I think it was more about injury prone.
Yeah,
he's so young, but he's older. He's been in the league for so long.
For a guy that's so young, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we'll take your feedback, your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. Anything regarding MVP, listen, give it to Lamar. Why not? I mean, I don't think anyone's ever been like, man, I really take way more pride in my guy winning MVP than winning the Super Bowl. Like, Super Bowl, that's the goal for any fan. Like, it's nice when your individual players get accomplishments. I get it.
You don't even have to say that, though, Rich. I mean, everybody, every player, every superstar, every team has had a bad game. The dude had a bad game. That doesn't mean, like, he sucks all of a sudden.
No, no. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if I told you, Covino, Garrett Cole wins the Cy Young, but the Yankees don't even make the postseason, that stinks. Who
cares? That's exactly what happened.
I mean, wouldn't you have preferred a little postseason run and who cares about the individual player?
Nobody cares. I don't even think the individual player cares that
unless
much.
He gets a nice little bonus. But hey, right. we'll take your feedback next. And on all days, you know what today is, Covino?
Today is a Wednesday that feels like a Monday.
It is Brock Purdy's 25th birthday.
Ah!
Happy birthday, Brock Purdy.
Well, I hope he gets his edible arrangement.
Happy birthday.
I still got your back, Brock. I still got your back. 25 years old. Think about that. Imagine being 25 and every day having the world talk about you like that.
There go his chances with Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Good one,
Brock. Yeah, he's done. Good one.
Yeah. We have more CNR in for DP next. Now, listen, huge thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading card and NFT partner of the Dan Patrick Show. Dive into the action with the hottest NFL and NBA trading cards as the season heats up. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America is breaking new ground with exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports.
From Washington QB Michael Penix Jr. to Nebraska volleyball sensation Lexi Rodriguez, rising star Arch Manning, Panini is your gateway to the next generation of sports legends. Oh, I'm going to hook up Brock Purdy for his birthday right now.
Speaking of those NIL deals, did you see that thing? Speaking of Brock, Arch Manning through the NIL making more than Brock Purdy in the NFL.
So, I did see that,
it's wild.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Perfect playing my theme song right now, Return of the Mac.
Nah, I don't think so.
I need.
Yeah, it is, bro. That's how I feel. That's what's up. how I feel when I'm back in my hometown of Union, New Jersey. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, also known as my mom's bedroom, her Ben Franklin bedroom. Steven, don't say that. I got all my furniture at Ethan Allen.
I love it. Well, hey, I'm back here in L.A., Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. How, by the way, how was the family on Christmas? Your parents complain about everything like mine do?
Yeah. It's you know how you know how your wife said that your 49ers loss put a damper on the holidays? I could tell when the minute I walked in, oh, I guess mom and dad are squabbling about something.
Don't worry, Steven.
Yeah, like I walk in like, hey, just flew across the country. Who's happy to see me? And I feel like tension in the air. Like, that's great. Fly across the country for that.
Awesome.
But anyway, I did have a great time. I had a great time. I have great stories to tell. All right, maybe not so great, but we have lots to get to, including your phone calls, Covino and Rich, at 877-99 on Fox. Shout out to the Dan Patrick listeners. We're usually on every day from 2 to 4 on the West Side. But we're talking Brock Purdy. Lamar's the MVP. That's what Rich is saying. Who cares?
Give it to him.
Give it to him.
Give it to him.
It's one bad game. It doesn't define you, and everybody sort of needs that punch in the face, that wake-up call in life. But I also want to bring up one nugget that we really didn't bring up in our first discussion about it while we get the phone calls going. Cam Newton, man, this dude just bothers me. He really does. Am I the only guy, or is
he comes across as a hater, and, you know,
there's nothing personal. I don't like that hater mentality of, like, I think we live in a world, Rich, of see, I told you so, where people just want to prove themselves right all the time. And it's like,
get over yourself.
What? Get over it, dude. Yeah. He still has a chance to win a Super Bowl. You know, you had your chance and you blew it.
Yeah, like that whole game changer versus game manager thing. You know what changes a game is you maybe like trying to get the fumble in the Super Bowl.
Yes, instead of just watching it go.
Perfect
my lasting image of a guy that had a great career, but
yeah, you know, nothing on him. But he's the guy hating, dude.
He's chirping right now. Cam Newton to me is the worst, and it's sad because for such an accomplished, amazing athlete who had a great career in the NFL, he's too young and he's. I don't know. I always thought Cam was too cool of a guy to come across as such a weenie right now.
He doesn't have to, honestly. Yeah. Dude, lift people up. You know, you're posting your monocle emojis to, like, for every interception. That's what he was doing. Like, See, I told you. He's more about, like, proving himself right that Brock Purdy's a nobody than anything else. And it's like, yo, dude. You know, like, I think his whole mentality of the game is off. I really do. And he's aggravating me to the point, Rich, where I'm breaking my own rules and I'm responding to him and other haters on social media don't do that. I'm like, yo, Cam Newton's attitude of like Perfett said, game changing.
Are we going to see a fight? Are we going to see a Cam Newton, Steve Covino throwdown? Who knows?
Not at all. He's a great player. No one could take anything away from the MVP seasons he had, the fact he made it to a Super Bowl. But you're cutting on a guy who's already defied the odds.
You don't think
counted out, and you're rooting against that dude?
You don't think it's in bad taste for a guy that's so he's not even that removed from playing in the NFL. You don't think it's in bad taste for him to be telling you so with the monocle emoji every time Brock threw a pick? Like, that to me is like, it's like a, what does he have against Brock Purdy? If I was Brock Purdy, you ever get this feeling where you're like, yo, what did I do to you?
Yes.
You ever meet someone, you're like, yo, why are you being such an a-hole to me for no reason? Like, Brock Purdy must be thinking, what did I ever do to you, Cam Newton?
I feel the same exact, that's how I feel. Again, I'm not a 49ers fan, I'm not a 49ers hater, but outside looking in, when I see that side storyline, I find it to be really aggravating. I don't know what it is about it.
Are you taking joy in, like, a fellow quarterback having a rough game? Like, that's
no,
an
joy
odd.
And like, I was right. He's a chump and he's being exposed.
Yeah,
he's not a game changer like me.
I hate that mentality on sports radio, TV, and in life. I hate it at the barbershop when some guy is the "I told you so" guy. Like, oh, you're a genius. No, trust me. Look at any network. Whether it be Fox, ESPN, anything. Add up everyone's gambling picks. If anyone's doing better than 50 to 60%, I'll give you a high five. Because then they're not. No one's a genius. No one's a Lanny Poffo.
But it's also stating the obvious. No one ever said that Brock Purdy had the athleticism of a Cam Newton or he was the guy with the superior set of skills. But he's a guy that's proven that he could win in the league. And to me, that trumps any person's individual...
Trumps.
Any person's individual abilities and accolades.
Bigly.
You know, I don't care if he's MVP caliber. It goes back to the original point you're making. You care about him winning. So your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Idaho. What's up, Randy? You're on with Covino and Rich. Hey, Randy.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up?
So I'm going to go on my quick rant, and if you guys will allow me, before you let me go, I want to tell you guys something.
Yeah, what's up?
So, look, all I have to say is take Brock Purdy to the cross, man. Crucify his ass, because everybody was ready to do that to Dak. You know, you talk about, I've heard, announcers, commentators. Well, they weren't all on Brock Purdy. They're not all his fault. It's the same thing with Dak Prescott. But everybody was ready to crucify him, man. And now?
But there's a difference there. There's a small difference. Brock Purdy didn't come with the same expectations. Dak had higher expectations. But I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying they're coming from a different place.
Agreed.
When you have higher expectations, people are going to, they're going to criticize. This dude came out of nowhere.
Mr. Irrelevant.
So it's just a different story. That's all. But I do agree that people came after Dak, and no one should be immune to criticism.
I mean, Dak was a fourth-round pick. Dak was not a number one, two, or three pick. But what he's established over the early part of his career was a guy that he ended up getting, at the time, was the highest paid guy for a second?
Yeah.
Let's go to Greg.
There was an expectation there that's not the same for a Brock Purdy.
But then again, I do agree. Dak gets unnecessary criticism for a guy that's good. Greg in Alabama, what's up?
Hello.
What up?
Hey, this is my first time calling. But about the ball game against the Ravens and 49ers. If people would listen to the words and stop speculating, Steve Young talked about the Raven quarterback this morning, how he had to change his game and take away his legs. Cam Newton talked about it, and they gave him a hard time about management and game changer. If you listen to the words and stop speculating, these quarterbacks that play the game know the game. These people that don't play the game don't listen to the words and the symbols, and they don't know the game.
True. No one will ever claim to know more than a guy on the field, especially on this show, Covino and Rich.
Yeah, how
one comes across and
yes,
how another
Greg,
comes across.
Greg, the difference is not that, listen, Brock Purdy knows a hell of a lot more about the NFL than you, me, Covino, or anyone. But Cam Newton, he knows a hell of a lot more than all of us. But he's not giving you insight. What he's doing is just being a jerk, essentially. Like, what does he have, better insight of being a jerk? Steve Young, I've seen Steve Young. Steve Young breaks down the plays and you know, gives some insight. But Cam Newton's really just being a jerk. MJ in Indiana, what's up, bud?
What's up, man? Just want to say I love the show, man.
Thank you, man.
When you guys first came on, man, it kind of messed me up because you took Straight Out of Vegas away. But I found him on the podcast. But what I want to say, man, is if Christian
Hold on. Can I pull an Aaron Rodgers real quick? Can I pull an Aaron Rodgers and say that decision had nothing to do with us?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with us, man.
Good Aaron Rodgers, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know it didn't. You know, it just threw me off because, you know, it just all of a sudden was gone.
And now you love us. And now we're best buds. What's up, man?
Yeah. So what I was saying was, you know, the best player on the field isn't always the most valuable player. And if Christian McCaffrey's so good, why couldn't he have won the game himself since Brock Purdy did so bad? He had a great game. They still lost.
What we're learning here is, and we've been seeing it all season more so than ever before. It feels like we say that every season, but every team in the NFL is competitive, man. You know, the teams that we thought stunk in the beginning don't stink. They're all competitive. They're all able to win, like Perfett said earlier. The styles make the fights. And there's only a few stinkers in the NFL. There's only a few really weak teams. Most teams can compete, as we're seeing with the Raiders now and the Buccaneers. Like, these teams are good. So, you know, the Ravens are good. Let's tip our helmets to them. Let's stop making it about Brock Purdy. The Ravens are great, dude. They've lost three games all year.
You know, it's interesting because you guys were talking about something in our pre-show meeting, and I'll back up the fact that there really are so few really garbage teams. They're all NFL players, but I feel like more so than ever. Maybe
more so than
ever.
I would
say like a month ago, we were debating like what teams were out of it, and we'd look ahead at the schedule and be like, well, that's an L, that's an L. Well, that's probably an L. That could be a W, that could be a W. That's all nonsense speak, because like no one, if you would have looked at the Raiders schedule and said, all right, well, Christmas Day at Arrowhead, every single fan would have been like, well, that's an L for the Raiders. It wasn't. It's a very competitive National Football League by design, and I love it.
Yeah.
We learn so much of teams versus the preseason. We learn so much of teams when we get in here. Completely different season every year.
And
yeah, it really is.
And not only that, again, there are teams that record-wise aren't very good, but I'll tell you what, they're not easy to beat. A great team would be Tennessee, Mike Vrabel's. That team fights every week. They're not elite. They're not going to make the playoffs. They're under 500. But you can't think you're just going to whoop Tennessee. Right. A team like the Seahawks, a game over 500, you know, like probably not going to go anything further than the wild card round. But you can't just go play Seattle and win. You can't even go play the Giants and win. The Giants stuck around against the Eagles the other day.
You know what you can't do, Rich? You can't have a bad game against these teams because then they'll beat you.
I mean, earlier in the year, I know injuries play a factor, but like the Cardinals earlier in the year, without even Kyler Murray, beat the Cowboys. You know, good teams lose to bad teams because the bad teams aren't that bad. It's the NFL. You know,
I feel like the host of The Bachelor, the most unpredictable season yet. It's been an inside joke. Rich and I have been working together for 19 years now. I know this sounds crazy because we're still the youngest in the game. And our inside joke for 19 years is Rich saying the parody of the NFL.
Parody.
The parody of the NFL. There has been no truer season when it comes to the parody of the NFL than this season. It's unbelievable. So it's like we can't be so surprised, Rich, that the 49ers lost to the Ravens. There's been so many surprises all year long. So, again, your thoughts, and now we're harping more on Cam Newton. Our first thought, it's like a two-pronged sort of story here. Does every team need a wake-up call? And now, who's worse than Cam Newton when it comes to hating on Brock Purdy? Your thoughts, and then there's other stories I got to get to because I'm here in Jersey, Rich. I want to talk about emotional triggers in sports.
Oh, emotional
triggers. All kinds of stuff. Plus, we got midweek major, so it's already Wednesday in the grassy knoll of the holiday season.
Right, well, hey, we are live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, filling in for Dan Patrick. We have more Covino and Rich next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. We got Perfett on the ones and twos playing some AAF, some Alien Ant Farm, which Rich and I have years said is one of the only songs, one of the only, where the cover is arguably, debatably,
only
better.
The only one?
Yeah, there's only a few. Nirvana. Better than the event, than the actual original.
Listen, I love David Bowie to death. I mean, there's no disrespect to the god.
Well, he's dead, so yeah, you love him.
Don't do that. Oh. He's immortal. But Nirvana Unplugged of The Man Who Sold the World is better than David Bowie's version.
Perfect. I agree. Made it his own. And another example is, what would you do if I sang out of tune? Little Joe Cocker, maybe better than the Beatles.
Yeah, I think the point, Covino, is that very rarely does a legend have someone cover their song. And you're like, well, they did it better than the legend.
Yeah. Saw them at the Palace of Auburn Hills, by the way, Alien Ant Farm. It's like their only song they have. Well, so
they have
movies.
Movies, absolutely. I saw them at Sick New World in Vegas, I guess like last year sometime. But anyway, welcome to the ain't quite of the holiday season, the space between Christmas and New Year's. Happy holidays from Covino and Rich. And we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. The Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration is here with incredible offer. You hear that, Rich? The Love Celebration. Oh. That's me. That's my nickname. Just kidding. Is here with incredible offers on exceptional vehicles you're bound to love, like the EQB C-Class or the EQE SUV. Find an exclusive offer on a vehicle you'll adore now through January 2nd. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers.
Yo, don't you want to be baller enough one day to give someone a car with a big bow on it?
Like the commercials?
Like the commercials. I'm like, who are these people? What are they like? Hey, honey, Merry Christmas. Okay. Here's a $80,000 car.
Yeah, I heard Fox Sports Radio's very own Rob Parker say on his Odd Couple show that he gifted cars to his nieces and nephews. Their first car. He wanted
Rob
to be
Parker.
He wanted to be the guy in the family to give the first car.
Wow.
And now he said they weren't brand new cars, but they were still decent cars. Like
it was
nice,
an 87 Celica though, wasn't it?
Oh, use Camrys still up there.
It was a 92 Mitsubishi.
Rock 'em.
Yes, Big Daddy.
You know,
I'm just thinking, Rich. It's such a funny point, though, right? Around the holiday season. You remember that commercial with those douche weenies where they had like a his and hers, and they come out and the woman chooses the his version? And it's like, get out of here, two brand new cars. Yeah. Get out of my face with that.
I did see an article. And I do read, believe it or not. I know usually just memes and sports headlines, but I saw an article about what everyone's biggest complaint about 2023 was. And the answer is not surprising. It's not their hate for Cam Newton like we were talking about before. The biggest complaint of 2023 is shrinkflation. Most people are just aggravated by everything being so expensive, and not only more expensive than ever before, smaller sizes. Everything's getting portions.
It's like your Chipotle burrito.
Yeah. I went to Chipotle the other day. I saw a meme the other day that said family of four went to Five Guys Burgers and it was like $50 for a family just to get some cheeseburgers. I went to Chipotle. I got my wife and I burrito bowls, a side of chips and guac. It's $36. I'm sorry. $36 for Chipotle?
Yeah, we're all living with airport prices nowadays. so, in regular life.
Yeah, so I'm saying when you're spending $40 on Chipotle lunch, and I feel like we do pretty well. I don't know who's buying new cars with bows on them.
Someday, Rich, when we sign that sweet Fox Sports Radio deal.
Yeah.
Let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Listen, you don't think I want to get a Mercedes-Benz C-Class EQE SUV? Of course I do.
I hope so. Hey, so that being said, keep downloading our podcast. Danny G's working hard on that every day, putting up a best of. Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Spot is on the videos. Perfette on the ones and twos, playing your sweet-ass cover songs. Again, we're Covino and Rich. Rich is in Los Angeles.
Today.
I am in. Hey, play more cover songs. It's all good. It's getting a little chile. A nice cover never hurts. I'm out here in New Jersey. Again, I'm Steve Covino. And, you know, we'll talk about Lamar Jackson throughout the day. Not trying to take away from him.
Yeah.
Give him the MVP. He's a phenomenal player, and he continues to outdo himself, right? Expectations are always high for that guy, and he's playing phenomenal. Props to the Ravens. But everybody get off of Purdy's huevos, to put it nicely.
Yeah. Listen, it's his birthday. Wish Brock Purdy a happy birthday. Stop busting his chops.
It's the NFL, man. It's the NFL.
It's not easy. And you know what? If you want, we could quote Kyle Shanahan to wrap it up. And it was Kyle Shanahan who said that he actually is only mad about the first interception. The other three were, quote, unfortunate. You know?
That's how it looked to me.
Let's take two quick phone calls, and then I know you have a thought about your adventures going from L.A. to Jersey for the holidays.
Yeah.
Chuck in Illinois, you're on with CNR. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
What's up, man?
Absolutely, you need to lose at the end of the year. I'm a lifelong Packers fan. Every year they get in as the buy card, they lose because they're over.
Yeah, the Packers have got in a few times where they sort of just, you know, moonwalked into the playoffs. And, you know, we're bounced early. Do you remember, Chuck, when they won in 2010-11? That was the year they just made it in, fought their way into the playoffs, and won the Super Bowl. So
hey, dude,
you could argue that.
You could argue and say the reason we're even having this debate is because we got a preview of the Super Bowl, and we thought that the 49ers were the stronger team. Right now it looks like the Ravens are, but that doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day,
well,
the beginning, middle, or end of the day.
We'll
see what happens,
you know,
when the season's over.
You could say Homer 49er fan, but could we all agree on one thing? Could we all agree? Nick Cope, I want to bring you in on this because he's the update guy, but he's also Niners fan.
We rarely agree on one thing, but go ahead, go for it.
No, I got to ask. Do you feel if that game was played 100 times, Brock Purdy's not going to throw those interceptions based on deflections? Like, this was just a bad luck also type of game. This is not, listen, they got outplayed by the Ravens
for sure,
but those picks don't happen every time. If that happens, like if that's played out 100 times, three deflections of the four picks.
Yeah, you had one of them. He did kind of come back across his body when he was rolling right, but I mean, that screen pass, I mean, that one could easily just go straight into the ground.
Yeah.
So it's tough, yeah. I'd rather have the loss now, so
yeah.
I'll take it.
I think every fan should say, when my team is struggling later in the year, not a bad thing. Honestly, it's like you don't want to seem impervious to anything going into the playoffs. So we'll get to more CNR and Covino, your East Coast observations.
We'll do it. Emotional triggers.
Emotional triggers in sports. Plus, we'll talk some Raiders, we'll talk some NBA, and we'll talk about sports nerds coming up right here on CNR. In for Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.